You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I'll tell you, things are just happening all over the place. Incredible things, as a matter of fact. The Greek government has really, you know, in the opening day of the 50th anniversary of the NATO meeting in Washington, D.C., has really embarrassed a few people. I doubt if it will be covered by the Communist News Networks, but they continuously, in almost every other sentence, the prime minister, of Greece, made reference to rule of law, rule of treaty, sticking to the treaty, sticking to international law, sticking to the law, over and over and over again. What he was doing was slapping the face of NATO. You know, Greece has refused to send military aircraft to bomb Yugoslavia. So when they say that the NATO nations are unified, that's just not true. It's not true at all. And Greece is making they're rattling the law in front of these people who have blatantly thrown the law in the trash can and have resorted to the old mafioso protection racket. Extortion. You do this, you know, and we'll protect you. If you don't do it, we can't protect you. And, you know, there's some criminal elements around here that just might bomb your store. Only NATO is a little more honest. They say, hey, either do what we want you to do, or we're going to bomb you into the Stone Age. They're criminals. They're liars. They're outlaws. They're in violation of every law that there is. Every single law that there is. They have resorted to the law of the jungle. The law of the jungle. And they keep talking about obeying the law. Did you hear Clinton today? Oh, I couldn't believe it. If I'd have known he was going to say what he said, I would have taped it so that I could play it back over and over and over and over again. Hey, kids, just because you've been dissed doesn't mean that you need to resort to violence. We need to resolve our problems by talking with each other. You need to bring up your problems to your teachers and to your parents, and you must discuss them amongst each other. Violence is the wrong way to solve your problems. If Slobodan Milosevic doesn't agree to every single one of our dictated terms that violate every law in the world, we're going to bomb him into the Stone Age. Now, children, you must never resort to violence. You must always solve your problems by bringing up your disagreements and your problems to your teachers and to your parents, and you must discuss your problems amongst each other. Can you believe this two-faced, lying piece of crap? This is the most immoral, the biggest, most chronic liar and manipulator that has probably ever lived upon the face of this earth. It's incredible. And in Denver, they're beginning to come up with some obvious conclusions. The number of bombs and explosives and things found in that school points to collusion, conspiracy. More than two. More than two, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what's going to come out. There were more people involved than the two young men who shot themselves at the end of their spree. And somehow, propane canisters have now become bombs. So if you have a propane canister under your barbecue, you better get rid of it because now it's classified as a bomb. They say they found two propane canisters in the kitchen where if there were propane canisters that were going to be used for a school barbecue is probably exactly where you would find them. They say they were found in duffel bags. They may have been. I don't know. But they say they weren't armed, whatever that means. I don't know. You know, they could be just plain propane canisters, and the Communist News Networks may be blowing this all out of proportion. Or they may have been propane canisters that were rigged to explode and cause some kind of a tremendous conflagration. I don't know yet. We'll find out sometime in the near future, hopefully. But the Communist News Networks are exploiting this to the max. Did you hear Dianne Feinstein today? Oh, this little creepo Marxist socialist, subversive traitor is more than any decent person whose ability to form original thought can stand. Here we are with a catastrophe in a Colorado school where they found one rifle. They have never named the caliber of that rifle. Two sawed-off shotguns, at least one pistol, and a whole lot of bombs. And here's Dianne Feinstein saying that it's the fault of high-capacity magazines and high-powered rifles. If we didn't have access to high-powered rifles with scopes and large-capacity magazines, this catastrophe would never have happened. Really, Dianne? Dianne, your brain power is amazing. It's absolutely nil. You have no brains whatsoever. And you think the rest of us are so stupid, we buy into this crap. Dianne, let me remind you that pipe bombs, and bombs of any kind, as far as that goes, except for those that are legally manufactured for the 4th of July, firecrackers, are illegal, Dianne. All the laws against pipe bombs and against making bombs did not stop these young men from making bombs and doing this. And it never will. And Dianne, sawed-off shotguns are already against the law, Dianne. Now, I know that maybe when you were a young girl, you ate some, you bit off the end of a mercury thermometer and you swallowed that mercury and it sort of affected your brain so you can't think straight. So, Dianne, I'm going to clue you in, Ms. Feinstein, Ms. No Brain, Ms. Airhead. You see, sawed-off shotguns are already illegal, but it didn't stop these two young men from having two sawed-off shotguns and wreaking havoc with those sawed-off shotguns, killing people with them. Dianne, oh dear Dianne, can you please search somewhere within your cranium and find some kind of live matter in there that you can, you know, wiggle and maybe shake awake and maybe begin to think instead of spout your Marxist bullshit New World Order anti-gun nonsense, which really means anti-individual rights, anti-freedom, which really means we want to enslave you as quickly as possible. Dear Dianne, These boys set off pipe bombs and used sawed-off shotguns, and they had been against the law for many, many years. It didn't stop them for 1 second, Diane. What makes you think? And it's never been proven that they had a high-power rifle with a scope with large-capacity magazines. That has not been revealed. And if they did, so what, Diane? Even if that had been against the law, they still would have been able to obtain it and use it, just like all criminals have always been able to do that, Diane. You stupid creep. How dare you think we're so stupid out here that we cannot decipher your idiot, manipulative, lying bullshit? How dare you? Well, Diane, we can. We can see through it, Diane. And we will always be able to see through it. And the White House, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The White House, just as I told you it would, is now taking an anti-gun posture in relationship to the events at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. And guess what? The cowards in the Colorado legislature did. Guess what those cowards did? They withdrew all pro-gun legislation. The cowards. Cowards, 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 and hypocrites. And guess what else, ladies and gentlemen? Besides the concealed carry laws and the other pro-gun laws that were coming up in the Colorado legislature, the Missouri legislature, the Illinois legislature, and several other states, the NRA was scheduled to have their convention in Denver, Colorado, and this is just a coincidence that this happened right before the NRA was scheduled to have their convention. Oh, it's just a convention. It's just a coincidence. And the mayor, he turned into jelly too. He's the one that negotiated the convention in Denver. He wanted it there to bring all that money to the folks in Denver. And now he's playing the political game. He's saying, oh, the NRA shouldn't come here. He's another wimp, lying coward, hypocrite, jerk, politician. Which all this stuff translates into politician is automatically a liar, a hypocrite, an opportunist. I am sick to death of this crap, folks. I am just sick of it. And Russia met with Milosevic, the ex-prime minister or premier of Russia, met with Milosevic in Belgrade, and they came up with a peace plan, agreeing to an international presence, but none of the NATO states will be allowed to be a part of that international presence, and I don't blame them. Can you imagine NATO going in there after they bombed those Serbs for so long? See, the Serbs have held this grudge for hundreds of years against the last people that persecuted them. Do you think NATO's going to escape that? Do you think they want NATO occupying their country? I don't think so. And if NATO does, I think a lot of NATO people are going to die even during peacetime just by somebody sneaking up behind them, slipping a shiv in their back because of all this bombing, because of the persecution that the Serbs are undergoing now. You know, we don't live in a very nice world, folks. And it's not getting any better. I always envisioned a world of nation states that learned to live with their neighbor nation states, keeping their cultural heritage and their traditions and their own laws. And that's what makes it really interesting to visit a foreign country, is that it's different from where you live. It's great, as a matter of fact. And learning to do that, living in peace with each other under law, under law, under law. What's developing now is screw the law, to hell with the treaty, to hell with the law, to hell with the Constitution, to hell with the United Nations Charter, to hell with the Congress, to hell with the people. Screw you. I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm the king of the world. You couldn't impeach me. You can't get me. I'm above the law. And now I'll do what I damn well want to do. Bring me a box of cigars and call Monica. Right, Billy boy?
So listen tight, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, she won't take it to a private eye.
When's the last time you heard that? I bet a lot of you were taken way, way back in years when you heard that. I'll just bet you. And the only place you'll ever hear it probably is right here. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Okay. Last night you mentioned your newsletter, Veritas.
It's not a newsletter. It's a full-size newspaper, just like the New York Times.
Okay. The question I had was, is it possible to get back issues of that paper?
It's possible to get some back issues. I don't know exactly which ones we have, but yeah, some of them are available.
Okay, what's the procedure for doing that?
Well, for each back issue that you want, send us $5. That's until the end of the month. Our sale has been extended until the end of the month, just in case there's people out there that want to know that. And send your order to 101, or excuse me, the hour of the time. In
Have you had any thought about putting them on CD-ROM?
If you want to put them on CD-ROM, you can call us and ask about purchasing a license to do that. Don't ask me to do more than what I'm doing, because I'm already doing more than anybody else in the country and more than most of you ever deserve.
I agree with that.
What have you done? Let me ask you, what have you done? Nothing, right? How dare you ask me to do something else on top of what I'm already doing? Good night, my friend. You know, you people really make me sick when you call me up and ask me to do something else. You do it! And if you're doing it with my material, have the decency to get a license from us under our copyright to do it instead of stealing it like most of those who are using our information have already done. Makes me sick. Don't you dare call me and ask me to do something else. You do it. Get off your lazy, stupid, ignorant butts, and you do something for this country. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. You are on the air tonight.
Yeah, I am on the air tonight.
Because I can't pick you up at all.
Have you?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Have you tried on 7.415?
Yes, sir.
Have you?
All I get is static.
What kind of antenna do you have?
The one that came with the radio.
Forget it.
And I got another one hooked up to it, you know, like you buy at Radio Shack.
Get a real antenna.
Yeah, I usually get you every other night, you know.
Yeah, well, get a real antenna, get a real antenna, you'll get us every night.
All right, Willie, good. God bless you, man.
Thank
you.
Love you,
all right?
Thank you.
Doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice night.
520-333-4578. You know, it just makes me sick when somebody calls me and wants me to do something else. And I know damn well they haven't done anything in their whole life. You do it. You do it, couch potato. Get off your lazy, stinking, stupid butt and you do it. I'm tired of doing for you. Good God. When does that crap stop? When are you going to stand up and be a real person? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is John from D.C. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Hey, listen, something that I know that I'm a ham in ham radio. I've been in ham radio for about 30 years now.
Yeah.
And what's never mentioned with regards to the Branch Davidians is that there are a bunch of them that were hams, and they had ham radio, a ton of ham radio equipment down there, and they are transmitting anything that they could on Tackett radio and other modes like FM repeaters and whatever for weeks and months, okay? The other thing is that Terry Nichols was, and is, I guess, also a ham radio operator that was listening to these people and may have been communicating with them. Now, this has never come up.
Whoa. How do you know that?
How do I know that? Because I looked them up in the Radio Amateurs call book.
Yeah, but how do you know he was...
Nichols is a ham, or was a ham, so he probably revoked his license.
Wait a minute. How do you know he was listening? Well, first place, how do you know the Branch Davidians were transmitting?
Because I had seen them on Tackett.
Okay, how do you know that it was
for
really...
the FBI.
Listen to me. Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. How do you know it was really the Branch Davidians?
Because of their call signs on the Tackett radio.
I can...
Everybody in the United States.
Shut up! If you're going to call me, folks, you've got to enter into a dialogue, which means we have to have an exchange of ideas. I'm not going to allow that kind of stuff. Okay? If I need to ask some questions to determine the validity of what somebody's saying. What I needed to ask him is, how do you know somebody else wasn't using their call sign? This guy didn't want me to ask any questions. First place, I've investigated that terrible tragedy at Waco probably as much or more than anybody, and I have never heard, although it might be true, that they could have been broadcasting on packet radio. However, they would have had to have an alternate power source because the FBI cut off their power. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Bill. This is Bill as well, calling from Baltimore area.
Hi, Bill. Are you going to let me talk?
Certainly.
Good for you.
Absolutely. Dialogue. That's how you learn.
Go ahead.
Okay. Two things. First, my wife came down here. I was cheering and clapping when you were running that B-I-T-C-H, Dianne Feinstein, up and down. She has got to be the queen that last word began with a B that I have ever heard. I mean, talk about an opportunity.
You mean bitch?
Yeah, you said it. That's the word.
Well, you know, I agree with you 100%. But I think she's worse than that. I think she's a commie, pinko, traitor bitch. How about that?
Hey, I'm going to have to start putting the phone down and clap some more, Bill. Listen, the reason I called a local talk station today, and I made comments to the moderator very much saying, how can Bill Clinton get on the air and broadcast for kids to sit down when you have a conflict, talk it out, talk it over with each other, and then turn around and he is doing everything but dropping thermonuclear devices on the former Yugoslavia? I mean, it is such a dichotomy that it's almost laughable.
It's the typical hypocritical bullshit rhetoric of the New World Order lying creepo commie pinko traitors. And that's exactly what they are.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, you know, the host listened to me for a few moments, then he said, what's the matter? Don't you support our troops? And I said, hey, I support our boys in uniform, but they are over there illegally. And then he goes and launches on a tirade on me that I'm some sort of a, quote, right-wing freak, unquote. I mean, it's amazing, Bill. I think they're all programmed, and I think the media is totally locked in control.
No, they're not programmed. They know exactly what you're talking about. The reason he launched his tirade was so that the listening audience could not hear you actually quote the law. Because if you had actually been able to quote the law from the Constitution, the North Atlantic Treaty, and the United Nations Charter, he would have been history, and Clinton would have been history with most of those in that listening audience that had been supporting him up to this point. Because most people are law-abiding citizens, and they want to support the law, not anarchy, which is what Clinton is doing. Clinton is doing exactly what Hitler did when he launched World War II. He gave ultimatums to Poland. Poland said, no, screw you. What did he do? He invaded Poland. He gave ultimatums to France. France said no. What did he do? He invaded France. That's exactly what Clinton is doing today. He gave an ultimatum to Yugoslavia. They said no. What did Clinton do? He's bombing them into the Stone Age. And he says he's not going to stop until they agree to exactly what he told them to do. You know what that's like? That's going to your neighbor saying, hey, from now on, you're never going to mow your lawn. And the neighbor says, screw you, I'm going to mow my lawn tomorrow morning. And you say, if you mow your lawn tomorrow morning, I'm going to firebomb your house. And then I'm going to start killing every member of your family. And I'm going to bomb you into the Stone Age. That's what Clinton is doing.
Very well put, Bill. Thank you very much.
It's exactly what the mafia used to do. They'd go into a store and they'd say, you're going to pay us $50 every single day for protection. Oh, really? We never had any problem in this neighborhood. Oh, but there's bad elements in this neighborhood. And if you don't pay us $50 every day, your store might get blown up.
There you go. Bill, you're a beacon of truth, and I'm certainly trying to do my part by calling stations and trying to educate people. That is, when I'm not being censored.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good night. 520-333-4578. Remember, folks, if you call, if you're polite and you've got something intelligent to say, I'll let you say it. When it's my turn to talk, let me talk, okay? Don't try to monopolize my broadcast. If you want to get your own broadcast, call me up during the day sometime, and I'll turn you on to where you can get your own broadcast. And I'll tell you, you know, you call them, they'll quote you the rates, you can have your own broadcast. You can monopolize the radio waves for as long as you want, but you can't do it when I'm paying for the radio waves. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. My name's Bubba from Arkansas. How you doing?
Bubba, huh? What's your real name, Bubba?
Hey, listen. I'm also a ham. I heard those dudes at the Branch Davidian.
Good night, Bubba. Bubba, my butt. Hi, I'm Bubba from Arkansas. I heard those Branch Davidians, too. You think I'm stupid? Don't try that crap on me. Because you know what you become? You really become Bubba. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Paul from Ohio.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, I've noticing on the news here last couple days, or
Paul, can you talk a little louder, please?
Yeah, on the news and different other programs that the last couple of days, I've been noticing that the reoccurring theme that's being mentioned is mourning, grieving, and grieving, healing, and change. I was just wondering what all the change is going to be when they get done grieving about what's going on here.
Oh, the change is going to be the scrapping of the Constitution and the realization of the New World Order, the one world socialist totalitarian government, and we're going to have a global village in which the individual doesn't matter anymore. And it doesn't matter if you're right when you're solving a problem. What matters is if you go along with the group. Hey, you know what I got to say about that? Up the group. The group can stick it where the sun don't shine. When you do away with the rights and the dignity of the individual, you don't have a group that's worth belonging to.
Yeah, I keep hearing about the usual theme of how assault weapons aren't used for hunting, and I guess they're trying to tie that in with what happened in Colorado.
Well, in the first place, there's no such thing as an assault weapon. Any weapon that's used to assault somebody is an assault weapon. More 22 pistols have been used to assault people than AK-47s or AR-15s or M-16s or any of those things ever have been used.
Yeah.
So, that's just a socialist, liberal buzzword. It doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
What a weapon looks like has nothing to do with the purpose that it's used for.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as an assault weapon. If I pick up a tire iron and I hit you in the head with it, that is an assault weapon.
Right. Can I ask you a biblical question?
Well, I don't know if I can answer it or not, but you can sure try, but I don't know why you want to bring religion into this. Let me ask you this. Why do you want to bring religion into this?
Well, it doesn't really concern it directly. I don't know if I tuned in late. I don't know if there's a subject here.
No subject. I just always am curious why people want to interject their religion into a conversation that's being listened to by a lot of people of a whole bunch of different religions. What makes you think your religion should apply to all of these different people? No, and I've never heard that.
Oh, I heard it for the first time about a week ago, and
and why would they want to have the spirit of Barabbas, who if they were Christians, they wouldn't want to have, because Barabbas was freed instead of Christ?
Well, I guess the person I was talking to was saying that people who are in patriot movement or militia groups, they've got the spirit of Barabbas because
they're full of crap. We got to have the spirit of America. We have to have the spirit of liberty and freedom. Screw Barabbas.
Yeah,
they're religious fanatics who aren't interested in freedom. They're interested in creating a theocracy through revolution that will cram their particular religion down everybody else's throat, and if you refuse to swallow it, they're going to burn you at the stake like they always have.
Yeah, I was trying to get across to the guy, and he's just saying,
you can't get anything across to fanatics. You can't do it.
I found that out, I guess, the hard way, so.
Yeah.
But, I guess it mentions that Barabbas was in part in a insurrection of some sort, and he was accused of murder, and that's that was their basis of that. And I just curious if you ever heard that theme before.
Yeah, he wasn't just accused of murder; he was convicted of murder. He was scheduled to die.
Yeah. Do you think that he was accused according to Roman law? Maybe he was.
He wasn't in rebellion against Rome. He was in rebellion against Israel.
Okay, I'll let someone else get on here.
Jesus wasn't in rebellion against anybody.
Yeah.
And he was offered up instead of Barabbas.
Yeah.
And so who wants to have the spirit of Barabbas? I would rather have the spirit of Jesus.
Right, I agree. All right, I'll let someone else get on.
Good for you. Thanks a lot. 520-333-4578 is the number. You know, the absolute ridiculousness of what a lot of people do just escapes me. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Cooper?
I'm doing pretty good so far.
Dealing with yahoos like me on the phone. I'm sorry. This is Danny from Dallas.
Hi, Danny. You have not yet proven yourself to be a yahoo.
Okay. Give me a minute. I probably will. A couple of weeks ago, you were playing the Panama Deception.
Yeah.
And you told everybody to go out and purchase that.
Yes.
I haven't done too many purchases on the Internet, but I bought this one from Real.com.
Uh-huh.
And it just came in. In fact, it's kind of weird because it took them 2 weeks, and I paid for 2-day delivery. They mailed it on April 19th, and it got here in 2 days. But on the sleeve itself, it's magic marked out on certain lines, and I don't know if anybody... Is that everybody's copy like that, or what?
I have no idea.
Okay.
My copy's not like that.
Okay, on the back of mine, it's talking about, you know, in 1989, blah, blah, blah.
Did you watch it?
Not yet. I'm just now finna put it in after your show. And,
Well, forget what it says on the sleeve. Who cares?
Okay, but I'm just wondering why somebody magic markered these lines out.
Why don't you call them and ask them? How the hell would I know why somebody magic markered something out on a videotape you ordered from them?
I'm not asking you, sir. I'm asking if anybody out there has ordered that tape since you recommended it, if it's all coming that way.
I've never seen a tape come that way. But you need to ask the people you ordered it from.
Okay.
Not the listening audience.
I will do that then.
The people you ordered it from who did it are the only ones who know.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
520-333-4578. That was a weird phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Bill. Yeah, this is Bill from North Carolina calling you. I was wondering if you had heard Clinton's quote today.
Which one? I heard a lot of his quotes today. In fact, I heard his whole talks to the children. I heard his talk at the press conference. I heard his talk with the UN, the NATO guy.
So there was quite a bit then that I'm not aware of even, because I was listening.
I need you to talk louder, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was listening to radio today. So I didn't
you're not talking louder. Can you talk louder, please?
Sure. Yeah, I was right in the phone there. Is that much better?
That's a little better.
Yeah, poor phone, what can I say?
No, it's not a poor phone. Just some of you people don't understand what talk louder means.
Well, the issue, though, Bill, is that he was claiming that he had passed the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban, you know, when, of course, it wasn't him at all, but it was Congress. But the whole issue is that he was saying that people were coming against him so vehemently that when these bills were passed, that it was something akin to trying to do away with the American way of life.
He is. That's exactly what he's trying to do. And don't be fooled by all this rhetoric. That's exactly what he's trying to do. And this shooting in Littleton, Colorado, these young men were manipulated. They were manipulated to do it. They were programmed to do it, and it was to create this atmosphere to legitimize taking more rights and destroying the American way of life. That's exactly what it's all about.
Well, you know, you were talking about these propane tanks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The report that I had heard said that they had pipe bombs taped to them.
They may have. I don't know. I didn't hear that. What I heard is they found propane tanks, period.
Well, it's like you say, you know, first is propane tanks, next thing you know is trench coats and sunglasses are going to be outlawed. And, you know, it's just not going to stop with the guns, I don't think.
Yes, it is. It's going to stop with the guns at my door until they kill me.
Well, yeah. On an individual basis, we're going to try to do what we
can. No, if every individual takes that stance, it's over with. It's over with because they don't have enough people to survive that many doors. You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll see when they come to your door whether you really understand or not. Because I don't listen to what people say anymore. I watch what they do. So when they come to your door and you stand and fight them like I'm going to do until you're dead, then I'll believe what you're saying. Until then, I don't believe a word you're saying.
Well,
and I'm not going to.
Well,
so any attempt to convince me is not going to do that. I don't listen to words anymore. I look at actions.
Well, it's a matter of practicing what you preach as well, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's what you're telling everyone to do is go out there and do your own research and so forth.
Yeah, and
hey, listen, I wanted to tell tell you right quickly here before I get out. You know, the clientele of your listenership, I think you've got some pretty good guys and gals listening out there, because you remember I gave my phone number out not too long ago. And you said watch out for the crazies to call.
Yeah.
The only call I received was the call that I asked for.
Well, that's wonderful.
And I just wanted to let you know that I think you got a bunch of good people out there listening to you.
Well, you were really lucky, because I get some really kooky calls.
Well, you know.
I get out my number. I get some weird ones, I got to tell you.
Yeah, take care.
Okay. And don't take that personally. I mean, if you're really going to take a stand, then when you do it, I'll recognize you as a hero. But until then, I've learned I don't listen to what people tell me they're going to do. I watch what they really do. You know, you got all these people and all these patriot shows telling you about the IRS and all that kind of crap. None of them have taken the stance that I've taken because they don't have any guts. They're hypocrites and they're liars. They haven't drawn the line, and they're all filing and paying the income tax while they're encouraging you not to. On the other hand, I refuse to file, and I refuse to pay, and I tell you the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill? This is Omar in the compound in Detroit, and I was wondering, had you ever heard of anything called the Neotech philosophy, and if you have, what's your take on it? And I'll hang up and let you comment.
Thank you. And thank you for calling. Yeah, I have heard of Neotech, and I've received a lot of material from Neotech or people who are involved in Neotech over the years. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's total bullshit. There is a very small minority of the population involved in Neotech. So far, they haven't changed anything. They haven't turned anything around. Our government is still proceeding into despotism and tyranny, and eventually it will move into world tyranny, and it's going to be bad. Neotech is not going to save you. Neotech is a money-making scheme, and if you're involved in it and you're making money, that's fine. There's nothing illegal about it, but don't think it's going to save your butt. Don't think it's going to change anything. Don't think it's going to stop the New World Order, because it's not. And when they pretend that they're going to change things and turn it around and save the nation, that's a lie. Just take a look at what they've done already. Nothing except make some money for those who jumped in on the ground floor, maybe millions and millions of dollars, and some of you who are jumping in right now, you may make some money. But that's it. You're not going to change a thing in Neotech. Sorry, you asked me, I got to tell you the truth. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Ray from Orion, Michigan.
Hi, Ray.
Interesting call tonight.
Ray, I got to ask you to talk a lot louder.
I'll speak up.
Okay.
I'm not used to speaking too loudly myself.
A lot of people aren't, and that's why it's hard to get them to speak up where people can hear you. But because of the phone system that we have, until we get the new system installed, you just got to do it.
I understand.
Okay, thank you.
There's so many topics, and everything is everything seems to be turned upside down for most people, most Americans, that don't really understand how things should be. They're absolutely 180 degrees. What we have going on in Kosovo is an attempt for NATO in its consolidation of power that you've been explicit about, is their economic system is going to be consolidated, and they are forcing one nation who has always had a history of industrial exports to the United States, machine tools and stuff like this. I mean, these people they're just like us, basically, as a state. Those people, when they move out of Yugoslavia, they destroy the economic base of Yugoslavia, or the former Yugoslavia, and they're forcing them into compliance with the rest of the coalition of NATO in Europe. And they're using the economy to do that,
as well as bombs.
Mostly bombs.
Mostly bombs right now. They get to register people when they force them out of their own home zone.
Yeah, it's all about the New World Order. They must eliminate sovereign nation states. They must eliminate any nation that claims sovereignty and bucks the New World Order.
Anybody that is willing to resist that
is going to be attacked.
Is going to be attacked. Absolutely. And they'll do the same thing in this country.
Which means me.
When it comes time for them to institute that New World Order regime here.
Yes, that's right.
And America,
against any state, any group of people, any religion, any patriots, any militias, any individuals, doesn't matter. They will bring tremendous and overwhelming force against them. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we learn how to fight a guerrilla war properly, we can beat them. Nobody is willing to die for the United Nations flag. I'm willing to die for what I believe in.
I'm willing to die for my freedom and my family.
If you're willing to die for what you believe in, you can defeat somebody who's not willing to die for what they're fighting for.
And a good example of that may be at this point to examine such situations that we have seen.
Yeah, you got to talk a lot louder. Your voice is going way down again. Come on, pick it up.
Yes. A good point of that is that we should examine situations that we have seen, such as those in Los Angeles when the bank, when the two armed men covered with body armor were robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Two men who were not afraid to die, who, for whatever reason, stood against the odds of 400.
Yeah.
Who were afraid to die, who were covered with body armor, who had all the sophisticated weaponry that they could possibly buy with someone else's money.
Hiding behind everything they could hide behind. And these guys were out in the open, and they kicked their butts until they were finally killed.
Intimidated them. Intimidated them until they were out of ammunition, probably.
Yeah.
And then they got strong. That's exactly the same mentality that the American people are going to be dealing with.
Sure.
They're dealing with now, but they just don't know it.
Let me tell you something. That's exactly why they haven't come up here to get me yet. They know that a lot of them are going to die, and none of them want to die. They haven't got the guts. They haven't got the balls. They never have had. They always have to surprise people in the middle of the night. They always have to break down doors when people aren't expecting them. They always have to ambush people and murder people.
Because they're chicken shit.
Because they're cowards. That's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they always will be. They are not fighting for a cause. They're fighting for a paycheck and a retirement.
And
a retirement and a paycheck doesn't do them any good if they're all maimed up from being shot or they're dead.
Well, that's the best ones that I know of.
And I'm going to tell you right now, a force of people who are willing to die for what they believe in can defeat anybody else on the face of this earth that's fighting for any other reason.
Absolutely, my friend. I can tell you from personal experience that having people like this attempt to come in my door, you and I have spoken recent past.
You're not talking loud enough.
They
listen to me, all of you. Everybody in this listening audience, listen to me. If the audience cannot hear you, it doesn't do you any good to call. So even if you have to scream into your phone, damn it, do it. Okay?
Okay, Bill. One time I had an opportunity and I had to confront these people. And I understood that for whatever reason, they at some point decided that they had to knock on my door instead of kick it down. And it was sometime later that I understood that why they came through my door was the reason that they had some respect. And the reason they came through my door...
You mean the reason they knocked on your door instead of knocking it down?
Right.
Okay.
Enough to make someone aware of it, but yet not so battering ram entry technique, was because they had a certain degree of respect.
Yeah.
And the thing they were coming to my house for is what made them have that respect. Now, the thing that they were coming to my house for extends from my Second Amendment right. They weren't willing to burst in the door and decide that this was the wrong time that they should have acted like that. And Americans need to understand that the reason that they are now deprived of the right to keep and bear arms that they should have.
We're not deprived. Only those cowards who give up their arms are agree to the restrictions, unconstitutional restrictions upon the right to keep and bear arms, have given up their right. I've never given up my right, never will.
I agree with that 100%. And the reason that they wanted in there was to get what they didn't want us to have. So they gained some respect. At that point, they did. They knew that what they were facing. And
did they get it?
Oh, of course they did.
Well, you failed the test.
I understand that, but I wouldn't know. If I knew now what I knew then, or if I knew then what I knew now.
Yeah.
Oh, now? Yeah, pardon me. I'm just...
I'll give you that.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And...
I understand.
A
lot of us have learned an awful lot in 11 years, haven't we?
Oh, light years. I'd like to talk with you about it, but...
I need you to wrap it up so we can get somebody else in here.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So, America's going to be sacrificed if we don't save it ourselves. No one's ever going to have the opportunity to do what we have the opportunity to do, because we're the only ones that will have the tools in the future to do it. And if we don't do it, if we haven't got the courage to stand up and defend not our freedom, but our children's freedom, we are a bunch of spineless jellyfish and deserve whatever we get.
That's correct.
If we go down, even if it's one man at a time, let's not be so quick to judge people when it occurs, because you know how they're going to label them. You know how they're going to smear you.
Oh, of course. I've already been the recipient of all the smears that they could possibly give anybody.
So
it just drips off of me everywhere.
When we go down, we need to make it as expensive as we can.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, folks. Take a little break. I need a little break. How about you? These selections, folks, are determined by random selection in the CD player. I just want to let the person who was just on the phone know that this is not intended as any slight against him. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Linda in Oklahoma. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I picked up on, I was watching Dan Rather News here at 5:30 Central Time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised nobody else caught this. he was in Littleton, and there were two groups of light blue balloons on the ground, you know, like UN blue.
Yeah.
And also, they showed one of the girls who was murdered. It was a red car, and they had all these flowers that looked like long-stemmed flowers, most likely roses, on the top of the car, on the hood of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was real significant because you mentioned red roses last night, and I know about the red roses, and each one of them was in cellophane, so they look like they're probably handed out singly.
Yeah, you will see the red rose rear its ugly head. I've already seen it on CNN where they showed a sort of a memorial composite picture with the single red rose, and you're going to see more of that. That's their signature.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing it for years, but I thought it was pretty significant there, especially with light blue balloons, too.
Yeah.
And that's
fun. Yeah, isn't that funny that all the balloons were blue?
Yeah.
That's like there's something.
I think it was the inauguration.
There had to be somebody there handing out blue balloons for people to put on those memorial sites. Because if people went and chose their own balloons, there would have been a whole bunch of different colors.
Right. Well, I remember, I think it was the last inauguration, they dropped all light blue balloons at one scene.
Yes, they did.
And do you remember, was it 30 or 50 bombs that they had found at this place?
I don't remember the exact number, but it was so much more than these two young men could have possibly carried into the building that when I first began to discover this, my feeling was that there was just more than these two young men involved, and now the police are beginning to admit that.
Well, I just wonder, it seems I heard one report there was 50, and I thought, 50 is significant for NATO.
Oh yeah, that's true. But I don't know if that's the number.
Right. That's why I wondered if you had heard anything conclusive about it.
Well, I've heard all kinds of numbers and none of them have stuck in my head so far. I don't remember the last number that they said, and so I can't really comment on that.
Right.
If it turns out to be 50 though, that'll be another coincidence. Another coincidence. Another coincidence.
Take care, Bill.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Bye bye.
520-333-4578. Another coincidence. 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 Woo! I can't believe it. Coincidence. Coincidence. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Kevin from Ohio.
Hi, Kevin.
I have a question. You mentioned that the two perpetrators, the young men in the high school shooting were programmed.
Yes.
In what way were they programmed? Would it be subconscious, or would they have had handlers, or something they picked up over from Hollywood, TV, the internet, or whatever?
I can't tell you the exact way that these young men were programmed. I can just tell you that they were programmed to do what they did. If you're interested in the methods by which they could have been programmed, I suggest that you begin studying mind control, whether or not you buy the tapes that we've done on this broadcast over the years on mind control and manipulation and psychopolitics and all of these other things that apply to this is up to you. You don't have to do that because the information is available from many other sources, but I am telling you that if you research the subject, you will discover that at some point in our history, there is enough information available to let us know that this is an easy thing for the intelligence community to accomplish. It's not difficult at all. And at some point in our history, all of the information regarding this subject was severed from the public knowledge. And so, after that point, what they've been able to accomplish is your guess, as you know, is probably as good as mine, but I can tell you that it is a terrifying prospect beyond any terror that you can imagine. Once you discover what they were able to do up to the point that our ability to obtain knowledge about it was cut off. What? Now you're speculating. We don't speculate on this broadcast. I'm telling you they were programmed. And that's not speculation. I'm telling you because once I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence, I saw plans for the bringing together of the world into a one-world totalitarian socialist state. I've published that on our website. If you'll click on Majesty 12 on our website, you'll have the whole story right there. And if you read that and you don't understand at that point what's going on, then there's nothing I can do to help you. And I encourage you not to believe a word I'm saying or anything I've ever published. I am encouraging you to go out and prove me wrong. And if you can prove me wrong, I will get on this broadcast and announce it to the world. Yeah, I guarantee you, not that I would, I will.
Well, I have another, it kind of goes along with this or not, I think it does, but anyway.
Oh, wait a minute, just 1 minute, I've gone over, I've forgotten something.
Same thing happened last
Hold on, you're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the hour of the time, I'm William Cooper. Now you can go ahead.
Okay.
I got to do that on the hour. Last night I forgot.
You try to talk to people about this mind control, and
they don't believe it.
Pardon?
They don't believe it.
They don't believe it at all.
No.
I have a catalog that I received. It's called StromerTech. Did you ever hear of them?
No.
Well, in it, it was for law enforcement and police officers, and there were some electronic devices that they said that you could purchase that you could put by a podium or whatever, and it would make the speaker sick or disoriented.
Yeah, absolutely. It's used to disrupt whoever they believe to be a subversive.
Right.
And that's against the Constitution. It's against freedom of speech. It's against everything that we revere in this country. And it happens all the time. That's mind control.
Right. Well, if you have something that small on a Mickey Mouse level, how about something you can beam from a satellite?
Let me tell you something. You need to do some research. What they're able to do would amaze you. You're telling us about little chicken shit stuff.
Hey, well, that's what I'm saying. If they got that stuff, it's obvious that they have something a heck of a lot more powerful.
You better believe it. We've documented it. I've let it be known to the world. It's there. It cannot be refuted. And every time I do those kinds of shows, I give documentation and sources. Nobody has ever proven one word of it to be wrong.
Well, they're probably afraid to.
No, they're not afraid to. They can't. It's not wrong. It's the truth. If you could prove it wrong, prove it to me. I'll get on the radio, and I'll apologize, and I'll say it was wrong. Friend, because there isn't another patriot in this country that's had the balls to do what I've done, and I'm not tooting my horn. I don't like being in this position. I've lost everything that I've ever loved or ever wanted to do in my life. This is not the life that I wanted.
Well, I think we are, there's a few of us in the same position, but you more so than most of us. And I give you credit. You're a hell of a man. And you're an honorable man.
Well, thank you.
I'll end it at that.
My honor is why I'm here, not because I'm a hell of a man. It's just because nobody else has the guts to stand up and do it. If somebody else would stand up and do this, I could go and do what I always wanted to do, what I always loved, and be with my family and live a decent life. But I can't because nobody else has the guts to do this. Now, I'm not asking for any kind of special recognition. This is not fun. You give me all the recognition in the world, it's not going to change the fact that our lives are on the line. Our lives have been destroyed. Everything that we ever wanted to do, we'll never do. We're finished. We're history, and that's the truth. But freedom isn't history because I've taken this stand. And therefore, my children have a chance to live in freedom. And that's why I'm doing it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Ray. I'm from Northern Kentucky.
Hi, Ray. Talk louder, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Why do I have to keep saying that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm calling just to comment on these shootings. you're absolutely right on this mind control stuff. I mean, you know, I don't know that much about it, but I know for sure they do have this ability. And, you know, let's just put that aside. Who's to say they couldn't be monitoring these kids on the web? These kids had a website. They could have picked them out at random, had a couple of guys go in there, kidnap them, shoot them in the head, place them in the scene after the fact. You know, the local law enforcement really didn't get in there till what, a day and a half later to remove the bodies. The ATF was in there, all these bombs. These kids could never have taken those bombs in there themselves. You know it, and I know it. But what I really called to comment on about was when you were talking to that one gentleman earlier about when they come to get your guns, because we know that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
You know it. I know it.
That's right.
You know, the New World Order is there. George Bush said it years ago. All you have to do is not to bring religion into us, read Revelation. It's all there. This is what it is. You know, and the people are brainwashed, and it's unbelievable. But when they come to take your guns, you were right with what you said. And I can only tell you, yeah, I can sit here and tell you, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm not going to let them take them. And I'm not. You aren't either. There's a lot of people out there that aren't. You know, the old saying goes, don't get my guns, bullets first. Believe me, I got a lot of bullets.
Me too.
They don't like these gun shows. They ain't worried about the guns. They're worried about the people getting a lot of bullets.
Yep.
Because the number one fact is, if the Jews, if 1% of the Jews would have stood up and shot the Nazis when they knocked on their doors in the faces,
it would have been all over.
The Holocaust would have never happened.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. That's why I admire. That's why I admire so much the Jews who stood up in the Warsaw Ghetto and took so many of the Nazi soldiers out of the fight, and they eventually all perished. But by God, they redeemed themselves. They did, and they're heroes, and I love them. I admire them. You know, the only one who's a greater hero to me, I don't know if you ever saw the footage from Tiananmen Square. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I remember a lot of these events.
Remember the one student, the young man?
Yeah, stood in front of the tank.
Who went out in communist China. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is the ultimate courage that I've ever seen in my life. I fought in Vietnam. I know what courage is. I know what heroism is, if it exists. I know what it takes to do something like this. And I'm going to tell you, this is the greatest hero that has ever lived in the history of this world. Bar none, there is no greater hero. He could have received 500 congressional medals of honor, and it would not have done him justice. He went out by himself, a young man in his early 20s, and he stood in front of a column of 17 of the greatest, deadliest, most terrible killing machines that have ever been invented in the history of the world, tanks. And he stopped all 17 of them, and he absolutely refused to move. If you don't believe that this young man was scared, then you don't understand what this kind of situation can instill in somebody. But despite his fear, he overcame it. He is my hero. He is the greatest hero that I can imagine. He is, by example, the greatest hero that's ever lived on this earth. I would love to meet that young man.
I would too. I really would, because I feel the same way. I watched it happen.
He knew.
He knew.
He knew when he did it, he was going to die. He didn't die. He was lucky, but when he walked out there, he knew in his mind he was going to die. And he did it anyway.
Well, I would just like to close on this. I had a teacher that gave me a punishment once when I was in the seventh grade, and I didn't really understand what it meant. But now I do believe I understand what it meant. And it meant what you were referring to about people standing up when they knock on your door. And this is what he made me write, I think it was like 500 times. these are the times that try men's souls. God bless you, and I hope everybody stands up.
Thank you very much.
It takes 1%.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
And for all you racists who think that you're the king of the world, that one Chinese student shot you right out of the water. Not a one of you have the guts that he had. Not a one of you. I don't care if you're a Jewish racist, a black racist, a white racist, a Japanese racist, or a Native American racist. I don't give a damn. You're nothing but proponents of the divide and conquer method of destroying and enslaving us all, and you're too stupid to understand it. When I say stupid, I'm being very kind to you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, you need to talk a lot louder.
Okay, Mr. Cooper. This is John from Staten Island.
Hi, John. Yeah. Pull your mouth a little bit back from the telephone and then talk louder.
Yes, sir. I'm glad that I found something that's telling the truth.
Well, thank you.
I listen to your show every night religiously. There's an article in the New York Times that I want to bring to your attention. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's Thursday, April 15th. Right? It's about the Bosnian village that they're building in the Rockies. Do you know about that?
No, I didn't know about that.
Yes. It's the New York Times. April 15th edition. It's international section. It's a half a page. The army up at Fort Carson, Colorado, has 150 acres. They're building four Bosnian villages and a replica camp of the American military camp in Tulsa, Bosnia.
Oh, that this is in preparation for the invasion by ground troops. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? This is the most biggest liar that's ever lived on the face of the earth, and you're telling me that you would even begin to believe what he said? I mean, what can we expect him to do but lie?
Yeah.
He is a liar. He's the greatest liar that's ever lived. And I'll tell you something else. The 82nd Airborne Division has been practicing mountain jumps and mountain exercises within the last couple of weeks, which means they're getting ready to deploy to a mountainous area. I got news for you folks. You know what Balkans means? Balkans means mountains. Mountains. It means mountains.
You want me to mail you a copy of the article?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Where's your
mail, sir? Pardon?
The address.
Listen tonight and tomorrow night, and you'll get the address.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 520-333-45. I'm still amazed that people hear what Clinton says and they think he might be telling the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. This is Dolly from Illinois.
Hi, Dolly.
You had said before about doing research, and the best way to do research would be to write directly to them and get their information.
Well, that's where you start.
Okay,
you start with the source, and you get what they have to say, and then you go to other places and find out if it's true or not.
Okay, well, I wrote to the World Parliament working under the Constitution for the Federation of Earth.
Uh-huh.
And in there is the information from Philip Eisley, who is the U.S. Secretary General for the World Federation of Earth.
Yeah.
And in September of the year 2000, from the September 11th to the 24th, at the People's Palace in Baghdad, Iraq, they are going to have a big meeting. And it says that you may send money and if you wish to participate. And it tells you the information on how the world government will work and adapted at the 77th session of the World Constitute Assembly and revised at the 1991 session. and it goes on to tell you the history of all of it and all the Constitution of Federation of Earth and all the things that you can purchase from them, their documents and all.
Yeah, and they're a United Nations non-governmental organization approved entity.
Yes, and this is from, in fact, at the very bottom of it, of the history of the world government, it tells you how, you know, the world parliament will work, how the world executive will work, the world administration,
mm-hmm.
the integrative complex.
And by the way, none of these people will be elected by anybody.
No, sir, it will be all...
And they keep talking about this great democracy.
Right, it will be all from the world electoral and administrative districts. And at the very bottom, of it has on the UN here, too. And it says, the disarmament of nations accomplished when constitution is ratified. The world government does not retain nor use weapons of mass destruction. Then underneath it, it says viable agencies of the UN are transferred to the world government. And this tells you the whole history of it and everything.
Yeah.
And I can give you the address if you'd like it.
Go ahead, give the address.
In case
anybody out there listening wants to obtain the same information you did.
Okay, it's World Constitution and Parliament Association Incorporated, 1480 Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, Street, Suite 31, Lakewood, that's L-A-K-E-W-O-O-D, Colorado, 80215, USA. Now they have a phone number, if you'd like that. Do you want me to give that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, that's phone area code 303-233-3548 or 303-526-0463. And what we do is we write Brookings Institute and all these places and we ask them for information. And they will send you all their catalogs and all the information they have. And they will even talk about the dialectics.
And in your request for information from all of these different organizations.
Yes, sir.
What is your conclusion?
My conclusion is they are deranged.
No, what is your conclusion about what's going on? That they are deranged means nothing to the listening audience.
Well, you can see everything that you have said has been verified through their documentation. So it is fact, and fact cannot be disputed. And when I call anybody, I use their information. So if they say anything to me, I give them the address and tell them, well, you researched it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that how everything is through the dialectic. And even with the children, what they are doing, and the boys that did the shooting, they were on probation, and they had been going for the conflict resolution training.
Yeah.
And
under the care of mental health professionals, exactly as I said.
Yes, and to me, from all the research I found through the dialectics and reading all their books, Brookings Institute and all of them, all I come up with is mind control.
Yes, and if you read Psychopolitics,
I've done that.
You'll understand that they're using the Soviet method.
Yes.
And this conflict resolution groups that these two young gentlemen were going to was a right out of Psychopolitics. And what it does is program them to, at some future date, respond to some audio or visual stimulus to do exactly what they did.
And also they have some key words that you're going to notice in all these trainings they have with the facilitators.
Yeah, and a lot of these keywords and phrases come right out of Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, would it be all right if I mentioned a few?
Go ahead.
Okay, creative thinking, total quality management, team members, dynamics, group dynamics, empowerment, and they'd like to use the key phrase, knowledge is power, and I dispute that. I say knowledge is freedom.
Yes.
Because freedom of the mind.
Information is power. Knowledge is freedom.
Right.
And wisdom is the ultimate choice.
And that is what they are using throughout all the police departments. In fact, I have a list here. Education, they have Goals 2000, which is the outcome-based education.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them have changed that to Vision 2020. And then in the workplace, it's the Total Quality Management, or the ISO. Now, you'll see.
Yeah, ISO. Don't adopt ISO. Then you, what you do is put yourself under an international body.
Right, and you'll see ISO. We are ISO certified 900 or 1400 or whichever one.
Yeah, but those companies don't really understand that when they do that, they are no longer protected by the Constitution for the United States of America. They have placed themselves under the legal authority of an international body.
Exactly. And then the other one is the politics. They have the school to work. Military is the total quality leadership.
School to work is the old Soviet system of selecting children at a very young age to go into certain selected occupations according to the needs of the state. Absolutely. That's what I've been telling people. The fall of the Soviet Union was a deception. And the goal of the New World Order is global socialism, which will eventually lead into communism, exactly as Marx and Lenin said that it would.
Right. And that's what I have been telling people. And I have to break it down into layman's terms, like I'm talking to a 13-year-old. So that they can understand. So
you're probably talking to an eighth grader. Is that 13?
My children. And when people say goats, I get upset. And when I talk to other people, they say, well, that's nothing. And that's just semantics.
No, it's not semantics. It's a method. It's a method of degradation.
Exactly. That's what I keep telling them. You are trying to change our language. Why don't you people wake up and see
it?
Go back and look up the words and see what they mean.
That's right. And never use masses for people.
And
never use kids for children. I mean, and there's so many more. I could just go on and on and on.
Exactly. And I just use key things like that to help some of the laymen understand something, because I know they have been dumbed down too. This isn't the first generation.
Sure. It's dehumanizing. And even people who use kids because they heard it all their life, they know in their own mind that a kid is a baby goat.
Right.
They know that, and every time they say kid, they're degrading their children in their own minds, and they're degrading their children to their face.
Well, I would just like to thank you for your work, and keep up the good work, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much. I love my family more than words could ever express. I love Annie beyond description. This whole mess that we have become embroiled in my search to preserve the liberties and freedoms of the American people and thus the world, has just absolutely gone beyond strain and you know, we're living under siege. You have no conception of what this has done to us and to our children. You will never know. You just will never know. Good evening, you're on the air.
Greetings, Bill. I would like to know if you could give me some information concerning the low broadcast, the low wattage FM stations, and how to obtain radios.
We have all that. Do you have internet access?
Not at home, but I can get it at the library.
Okay, go to the library and go to our website. I'm going to give you the address right now. You got a pencil and paper?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's http://. http:////
Okay.
harvest-trust.org.
Okay, I have.
No spaces between anything.
Okay.
Okay. You go to that website, and you go down, and you'll find radio or micro-broadcasting or whatever it is, and you just go through all of those links, and it will tell you everything that you need to know to get started in the least threatening manner possible.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. 520-333-4578. People are starting to wake up, folks. All kinds of people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I just wanted to pass along something I found mildly interesting today on the web. On your site, you had some links to a newspaper out of England, Times.
Yeah.
Okay.
The London Times.
Excuse me?
It's the London Times.
Yes, sir. Anyway, one of their links that they had for a news item was link found between Colorado shootings and Balkans conflict, or something to that effect. But when I clicked on it, it said no file contains no data.
Oh, somebody took that off real quick, huh?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, what you need to do is find out what issue of the London Times it was in. Contact somebody in England, have them send you a hard copy of the actual newspaper. They can't ever get rid of those. Unless, you know, you wrap fish in them and threw it away.
Right. Well, I found that this morning on the net and...
Do what I told you.
Yes, sir.
That's your assignment.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Want to bet, folks? Want to bet he'll do it? We'll see, because if he does it, he'll send me a hard copy of the article. And I'll bet you I never see it. You see, I just ask him to perform work. And most people will do anything to keep from doing work. They will call me and say, you know what? I think you ought to do this. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. This is Walter from Florida.
Hi, Walter. It's evening or nighttime. It should be where you're at.
Whatever. Hey, Mr. Cooper, with your vast knowledge and your hoarding of information up there concerning the New World Order, can you give me any relative information about the free and accepted Masons, i.e. Shriners, etc., etc., in relation to the New World Order, if any? And I'll hang up and let you answer that if you have it. Thank you very much, and enjoy your program, sir.
Thank you. Yes, I certainly can. They are one of the subversive forces in this nation who are bringing it about. They don't care about nation states. They don't care about religions. They don't care about borders. What they care about is what they call the great work, which is to create a one-world socialist totalitarian government. And I've done countless hours. But if you really want to know about that particular portion of the treason that's going on in this country, I suggest that you order our Mystery Babylon tapes. And the only reason I call it the Mystery Babylon tapes has nothing to do with the Book of Revelations or anything else. It has to do with, it's the ancient mystery school that originated in Babylon thousands of years ago. And it's been carried right up to the present date. At various times in its history, it's been malevolent and benevolent. But it's always been used by those in power to create their power base through secret organizations throughout the history of the human race. They also control technology and knowledge and all kinds of things through these secret societies and organizations. And if you want to order it, our sale ends at the end of this month, so you need to order it right now. It's normally $290 for the set. Right now it's $174. That's a big, big savings. And it's like 43 or something audio tapes and one videotape. I don't remember the exact number, but it's a lot. If you ordered them individually, it would even be a lot more than $290. So, in fact, it would be over $400. So, if you want to take advantage of this sale, order it. And tomorrow night, I'm going to give out the address. I'm not going to do it tonight. I've already done it tonight, as a matter of fact, and I'm not going to do it again. Just don't want to waste the time. And, you know, I'm not a salesman, and that's not my big deal thing. So tomorrow night, I will give out the address. And if you're really interested in ordering those tapes, do it. If you're not, then forget it. But that will absolutely, beyond any shadow of a doubt, tell you what's happening, who's bringing it about, the historical history behind it, where it came from, why it exists, what they believe, why they're doing this, and exactly who they are. And so if you want to know all that kind of stuff, that's how you get to know it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Tom from Ohio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Just listened to your program tonight and wanted to ask you a few questions. One, I was curious if you had heard of a book written by Theodore Draper called The Roots of American Communism. Have you heard of that book?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Have you heard of the author, Theodore Draper?
Doesn't ring a bell either.
Okay.
And I've studied thoroughly The Roots of Communism. Doesn't mean that he's not legitimate or what he's writing about isn't right. I just have never seen it or heard of him. Well, actually, that's quite new compared to most of the stuff I've ever read concerning the subject, because communism is sprang up long before socialism did, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some interesting things in it.
And socialism didn't rear its ugly head until about 1840s.
Okay.
Most Americans don't know that. So you're thinking that 1957 is old. It's not old at all.
Yeah, I realize that. You're right. Okay. It's been some time ago. I listen to you just about every night that you're on. And some time ago you talked about a newspaper, and there's some of them in here that they show. They show the New International. You've heard of that one?
Yeah.
They show the Revolutionary Age. They show the New York Communist.
Yeah.
They show the Communist. They show the Communist Labor. And they also have... would you mind if I read just a few paragraphs?
How long is it going to take?
I'll read it quickly.
Well, hurry up. If I think it's taking too long, I'll cut you off. When I cut you off, don't try to go beyond or I'll hang up on you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, it says, you must direct your strikes against the government and must overthrow the capitalist government. When the final struggle to overthrow the government comes, you must have your guns in hand, even as the West Virginia miners have now, and be prepared for an armed insurrection to wipe out the government of the capitalists and establish your government, the government of the worker councils, the workers' councils. It says, most of this violence was more verbal than real. These calls to revolt belong to the realm of literary make-believe. No preparations accompanied them. No consequences followed them. Communist factions were talking to themselves. They were not communicating with the outside world. Their Russian manifestos and proclamations and translation hurt no one but their authors, whom they had estranged from the very American workers they were intended to influence. That's just a small bit of, you know, what's in the book.
Yeah.
I'm not even all the way through the book yet as far as reading it.
But, you know, that's not true. Because communist cells were in place all across this country, and they did perform acts of sabotage and warfare against the United States government. It's a fact.
Yeah, he goes into some more of that. You're right. He does talk about that. And he talks about the actual raids that we did on them, on the early communist parties.
Mm-hmm.
And actually got like a list of names and an account of how many of them there were at that time, back in the 1920s.
Joseph McCarthy was 100% right. He was vilified by the communist-owned press in this country in order to destroy the ability of the United States government to weed out the subversive elements in our government. And all of those people who believe that that was wrong never understood the philosophy, the orders, and the goals of the communist cells in this country, which were to foment armed insurrection and overthrow the government of the United States of America by armed force, terror, or any other means available to their control. And if that's not subversive, and if that doesn't warrant ferreting those people out and destroying them, I don't know what does. Do you? Now, since they destroyed Joseph McCarthy, they've infiltrated the government, and now they're in control. William Jefferson Clinton is a communist. And he's in the act of destroying this country.
Yeah.
Along with his whole administration. That's their aim.
You know, there's another communist that's, I believe, is a hardcore communist. And I know you'll probably think this too, Charles Schumer.
Oh, Charles Schumer is one of the most despicable worms I've ever seen in my life. You talk about a communist worm. Oh yes, Charles Schumer is one of the lowest, most despicable creatures that's ever crawled on the face of this earth. In fact, in my estimation, he's lower than whale feces, which is at the bottom of the ocean, which is the lowest possible place that can be possibly inhabited by anything.
Yes, I'd have to agree.
How about that?
Yeah. Are you familiar with any of the Militia Montana tapes where they showed some videos?
I'm familiar with the Militia Montana, which is about 4 or 5 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one tape that they've got out called Invasion and Betrayal, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, they have a woman there talking. And she's in front of the Congress, and I think Schumer's there, and several others. And I don't know if you're familiar with that tape, are you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've seen thousands of tapes. Now, either say something or stop beating around the bush because you're wasting valuable airtime.
Ditto. I got that. Well, the only other thing I wanted to say then, I won't waste much more time, is do you have a address you can give out something sometime tonight?
I'll do it tomorrow night, like I said to the last caller.
Okay, because I wanted to give you some donations.
Well, listen, tomorrow night. I said to the last caller, if you were listening, you know I'll give out the address tomorrow night.
Great, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Also gave it out earlier during this broadcast, but I'll give it out tomorrow night. I'm not a salesperson. We welcome donations, but we're not here to scalp you out of your money. If we can get donations, if we can get orders, that's great. It helps our cause. But, you know, we're not Reverend Schuller or Pat Robertson or any of these people that are constantly trying to beat you out of your money. We're not those people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. This is Bill in North Carolina. You're not on the air tomorrow night, in case.
Well, when I say tomorrow night, I mean Monday. And while I'm talking about it, folks, whenever I'm talking about tomorrow night on Thursday, I'm talking about the next night we're on, which, of course, is Monday. And Monday night, everybody listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. We will not come on the air until 1 hour later. Right now, tonight, we came on at 8 Eastern. Beginning Monday night, we will come on at 9 Eastern, which will be 8 Central, which will be 7 Mountain Daylight Time, 6 Mountain Standard Time, which is Arizona, and 6 Pacific Daylight Time.
Is that a one night?
No, that's until
further notice.
Until further notice.
Colorado, one of the spinoff networks, the announcer, he go, you know, their main story would have been the Kosovo deal, but then this other tragedy took place, and you could tell that he could see the hypocrisy of the whole deal.
He who? What he who?
Brian Williams on MSNBC. You can tell it was eating him alive to have to say this is so bad, but yet here we've got TV where we're burning buildings down in one of the cities in Yugoslavia, and it was bugging him. You could tell it was, and I'm not on their side. I think in general 99.9% of them are talking head idiots, and but this one case
or they sold out for their big giant salary.
Well, correct. Sometimes the combination goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
On a local level here in North Carolina, one of the talking heads we ran into out one night eating, and went up and approached her and asked her, and why do you folks in the media continue to call us a democracy? We are a constitutional republic. And she went nuts and defensive and got up and left. So though that's stupid.
All you have to do. Wait a minute. The way you can control that kind of a situation is don't just go up and say it. Hand them a copy of the Constitution open to Article 4, Section 4, where it guarantees to every state a republican form of government.
Correct. And,
but that's what you need to do. You can't just walk up and.
Expect to see them out in public, but I guess in that regard, you should have one in your pocket at all times, and just in case.
Of course you do. I never go anywhere without a copy of the Constitution, and most times with two or three, so that I can give a copy to somebody when it's necessary.
Very good, sir. I'll get out and let someone else in. Thank you for your show and your efforts tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And I got to take a break, folks. So, listen to this, and I'll be right back in just, a couple of minutes. You'll like it. It's old. It's neat. It's great. turn back. And had to go to the little boys' room, so that's why the pause. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're still taking your calls. And good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Speaking loud enough, sir?
A little louder if you can.
Yes, is this better?
That's much better.
Thank you. Mr. Cooper, I was recalling when Admiral Borda had died supposedly of suicide, the president had gotten on the air and he made a, pardon me, I'm a little nervous.
That's okay.
The president got on the air. And he said something about, he gave sort of a eulogy, and he said that he mentioned a ship to blue, and it sounded like a Mystery Babylon kind of a talk to me.
Yeah, well, probably was.
sir, you have been Admiral
Admiral Borda did not commit suicide. We did a front page headline story in Veritas, our national newspaper. And Admiral Borda did not commit suicide. What kind of a man would go home to commit suicide, but do it in his yard? And what kind of a military man who had experienced combat, who knows the real nature of wounds, would shoot himself in the chest?
Yes, and with a 38.
Yeah. If you want to kill yourself, there's only one way to do it, and every military man who's ever lived knows exactly what that method is. I'm not going to describe it over the air, but Admiral Borda did not commit suicide. He was murdered. There is no doubt about it whatsoever.
Yes, sir, I agree. Could there possibly have been some misinterpretation? Is this a term that was used in maybe the Air Force? Of course, he was an admiral in the Navy, but... you've been in both services. Could this be any kind of a jargon?
No, had nothing to do with the armed forces. I can tell you that blue is a significant color in the mystery religion, but exactly what a shift to blue means, I don't know, other than the world governmental body, the United Nations, all of the world movements, the European Union, they all involve blue.
And I also was thinking about, in your Mystery Babylon series, you mentioned in this religion of theirs, they have this bull that they talk about the vibrations and the red hue and the shifting to the bluer colors and all these things. I thought that sounded just like it.
Well, it does, and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, sir.
But unless you're willing to get in there and study it, you know, me talking about the meaning of this for the next 2 minutes... it will only serve to confuse people and maybe make them think that I'm crazy. What they need to do is study what we're talking about. Order the tapes where we covered it thoroughly. I can't possibly do it justice in a couple of minutes of a phone call.
Yes, sir. Well, I apologize for going off on that tangent. Thank you for answering my question very much.
No apology necessary. Thank you for calling.
You have a great night, sir. Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. You know, I've covered most of these things thoroughly for hours and hours in past broadcasts. If you heard those broadcasts or you're in possession of those broadcasts and you call me up and you want me to expound upon those things or talk about them, I can't do that. I mean, it wouldn't do it justice. And nobody in the world except those who already understand it would even know what I'm talking about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Tuesday, this last Tuesday, while everybody was running around like chickens with their heads cut off, I happened to tune into a movie on TV. And I very rarely watch TV, but occasionally I'll watch something that I want to enjoy for diversion.
Waco, The Rules of Engagement.
No, this is Rockford Files. I've already seen Waco.
Oh, okay.
The Rockford Files movie. And I've always enjoyed that. And they have a little character there, Angel, who's a greasy little con man. He gives me, I get a laugh out of it, okay? This particular film was, the events that occurred wouldn't have occurred, I'm certain the Patriot community would be talking about it, because it was quite good. It showed a man who was falsely accused of child molestation. And the first cause of his downfall came.
knew about whenever he voluntarily complied to cooperate with the police, okay, to show that. Then the second one, whenever he wanted to, well, clear his name, give a story, give a statement to the press, the news media. And then he showed how the news media took the statements that he made to them, and they just took these little sound bites out and put them together to put more snap to the evening news.
So they destroyed him with all this.
It destroyed him. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful dramatization of how this can occur.
Yeah, not, really not how it can occur, but that's exactly how it does occur.
Right.
Every single day across this country.
Right. But for those who aren't politically aware or astute like a lot of us are, it takes perhaps a motion picture, to sort of wake them up in a dramatization of something like this. And at the hour break, the news anchor came on to explain, how they'd say, well, turn in the mire from now, the evening news, we're going to do this and that.
Uh-huh.
She was visibly upset by it because it really tore into the heart of the news media.
Good.
It was a great movie.
It's
never comes back on again. The name of it was If It Bleeds, It Leads. It's well worth watching.
If It Bleeds, It Leads.
Right.
You know what? I almost watched that. I remember Tuesday night looking at that in the guide, and I was so sickened by all the stuff on CNN that I almost watched it. I didn't. I'm sorry I didn't. I will watch it the next time around.
It's worth watching.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
That's exactly what they do, folks. Absolutely exactly what they do. It's the truth. Every single so-called journalist or reporter knows it. They're not honest. They're a lying pack of thieves. And they know that if they report the truth, they won't have their job tomorrow morning. 520-333-4578, 520-333-4578, 520-333-4578 is the number. And we've got time for maybe two more calls. If we get two more calls. I am absolutely heartbroken at what's going on in America. I'm heartbroken at what's happened to me and my family. I'm heartbroken at what's happened in Littleton, Colorado. I'm heartbroken. I really am. I'm really suffering right now. I have this terrible grief in my chest, ladies and gentlemen, that just will not go away. And I don't know what to do about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill?
Yes.
This is Bill, Western New York. I don't know if I'm 54 or 55 either. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I had a passport when I was in the service. I was a weapons man, loading aircraft, Da Nang. The passport, one of the places I couldn't go, Red China, Albania, and Cuba. For some reason the Soviet Union wasn't on there. The Albania part, I try to tell people that was a real hard communist country. Nobody...
Hardcore.
Yes.
Really hardcore.
They sided, I think, with the Chinese when they had problems on their border.
Yep, they did.
And I haven't listened to you in a couple years. My wife got very ill, and I lost track of you. I got Veritas newspaper here, and I just started listening to you. And, of course, tonight, about 20 after, you got jammed by a powerful station down there in Alabama. And I just want to thank you. I get very, very upset over this stuff, and what you're doing is most fantastic to anybody. I see some improvement on a lot of people on short waves, but you're the best. I just want to say that I really give care and pray about you and your family.
Well, I certainly thank you for that, because we welcome every prayer that we can get, I can assure you.
I'm surprised that I can get through, because I get so frustrated with people who don't want to listen to anything. Your website is fantastic. The other day, I seen a thing there, Oprah raising funds for refugees. Then they said, send your money to FEMA.
Send your money to FEMA. Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in Vietnam, they took our M16s away. I was, like I said, I worked out on the air base during the Tet Offensive. Before that happened, they took our M16s away from us.
Well, that's a shame. Nobody ever took...
We got overrun. And
You know something?
Korean Marines saved my life.
If somebody had ever come to me or my crew and told us they were going to take our guns away, I would have shot them. We were at war, in a war zone.
Right.
How could somebody come and take your M16 away? That just blows my mind.
Now, after that, I had Marine friends. At least I had a 45. I think I had a 38. And I was a little protected because I didn't want... This kept doing it again. I talked to a friend of mine who was a highly decorated Marine in Force Recon, and he said that they did that to him in some places.
Well, that's really weird. You know, when I got there, I was issued my weapons, and nobody ever touched them. Nobody ever took them away. Nobody ever challenged us. Nobody ever screwed with us. I mean, it's hard to screw with somebody who's carrying a weapon.
Yeah.
Especially an M16. Although I never thought that it was the greatest weapon in the world. I didn't like it, to tell you the truth. For those of us who served on the rivers, they were constant pains in the ass because they just rusted like crazy. And so it kept all of us busy just keeping those weapons working. And,
there probably was 60 of us or so. We were got in the bunkers near the flight line.
Oh, you know what? We're out of time.
Okay.
I wasn't watching the time. I apologize.
God bless you. I feel really good. I lost my wife, and I
you know what? I sympathize with you. And
you're beautiful. I love this country, and I love your family.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And
God bless you.
And I, my prayers will go out to you tonight, my friend. Well, folks, that's it. That's it. That's the end of this broadcast. And so, good night. God bless each and every single one of you. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Pull out your arms. And while passing, we're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to talk. If you've got a complaint...
Get out of this house. Surrender your charges. Give me your gold. You may obey if you want to come in. That's the answer and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing with the drums of uproar's right, Clinton's preparing us for another huge pack hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rapes the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program.